Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, folks? It's the Patriot Nation Radio Show. I'm your host, Mark Hoffman. Here we go. We're going to rock this show out. Get ready. All right, we're going to be talking about all kinds of fun things. I'm a little behind here, waiting for my studio to boot up on a little tablet here, and it seems to be going slow. But we're here, and we had the midterms. And then people are screaming and crying. Maybe it wasn't a red wave. A red wave, it was. If you really look at the overall total of races, I believe it was 226. And we're 219-7. So we're doing good.
You are listening to Patriot Nation Radio Live, 347-637-3942.
All right, we'll be back in just a minute. Check this out.
Thank you for listening to Patriot Nation Radio, 347-637-3942.
Attention conservatives. Big social media is targeting conservatives like you and me in an effort to silence us and the truth. The free speech social media that you have waited for is here at LibertyRush.com. No longer do you have to be distracted by fake news. Join the war on fake news at LibertyRush.com. The official alternative with no libtard rhetoric. Guaranteed. LibertyRush.com.
Hey, what's up, everybody? This is Dave Bray, America's favorite patriotic rocker, and you are listening to Patriot Nation Radio Network.
Yes, indeed, folks. That's Dave Bray doing great things. He's wrapping up. He was out with a full band doing some full band stuff. He's a great patriot and a veteran. Of course, tomorrow, Veterans Day. So, of course, I have to honor our veterans. God bless each and every one of you guys that, and girls who signed up to put your ass on the line for me and my family and my friends and my fellow Americans. Thank you. Of course, I have to play a song that is, plays, you know, kind of honor to you guys and girls. It is a song called Freedom Rings. It is by Dave Bray. And I'm going to honor our veterans here with a couple of songs. And thank you guys all and girls from the bottom of our hearts. Patriot Nation Radio Network loves you all. This is Freedom Rings. This is Dave Bray. You can get this, DaveBrayUSA.com. Freedom Rings.
Across the seas, around our shore, every fold of our flag, the coffins are laid, the widow's lamp, every daughter and every son, the price. Bye.
your freedom rang.
All right, yeah, folks, that's Dave Ray, DaveRayUSA.com. Music on a Mission, Storyteller Edition, been out for a while now. You can get that jam. You can rock out. There's many other tunes on that song. You can also check out my friend Rob over at LibertyRush.com. As you heard in the ad, social media without the libtarded rhetoric. Good stuff there, Rob. I hope you're listening. We had the midterm elections, but I'm going to veer off that for real quick because I'm still thanking our veterans. I'm going to do one more song for our vet. Uh-oh, what happened? What's going on here? My studio just went, whoosh, see you later. Where'd it go? Yes, we're going to play one more jam by our friend Dave Bray because you know how amazing his stuff is. Patriotic and honoring to vets and service members, first responders, police officers, and all the rest. And of course, if you go to his website, you can get awesome, cool merchandise. He prints all the t-shirts and stuff himself, matter of factly. I don't know about the jewelry and things and the necklaces, the bracelets, all the other merchandise that he has and he sells. I don't know what's going on here, but the studio isn't coming on, so let's... Hang on, Mark, because the studio's coming up. Here it is. I got to play one more song. I got to now go through this whole list. It's a fun list. Let's see. Where is it? Where's our good friend Dave? And all these songs that I play, like I said, you get on our website. Check it out. Patriot Nation Radio has other shows on the network. You can listen to A Conservative's Perspective. Heard Tuesdays and Thursdays, 7 p.m. Eastern, right here on the Patriot Nation Radio Network. And, of course, the American Legion show with Kevin White and some darn show on Friday I can never remember. But make sure you tune in, 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I'm getting close here, folks. There's the national anthem. We're getting close. This one I'm going to play next is in memory of those who served our country, their veterans that gave the ultimate sacrifice. This is Taps and Amazing Grace. And after this jam, we'll come back with Mark Johnson, who just won his seat on the school board. Hallelujah. This is Taps and Amazing Grace, Dave Bray. Thank you. Dave Bray.
You are listening to Patriot Nation Radio Live, 347-637-3942.
All right, folks, it's the Patriot Nation Radio Show, heard here Thursday nights every once in a while when I feel like it at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here on the Patriot Nation Radio Network. Once the most consistent show in alternative media, but damn it, I'm tired of this stuff. I got to be honest. But it's fun from time to time to have return guests come back who put out campaigns, hit the dusty trail, got the support and won their election. And we have one of them tonight. He came on the show a few times for not only to run for school board, but for other reasons, like fighting critical race theory in the school system here in Hernando County with his wife, Arlene. They did great things pointing out a lot of horrifying things, which brought other people to point out other horrifying things, and it kind of snowballed into getting horrible books off the shelves in the libraries too, which is an amazing thing. Welcome to the show, Mark. Welcome back. Congratulations on your win for school board in Hernando County.
Thank you, Mark. Yeah, it's been a long year and a half or 2 years fighting, but I guess it'll be worth it. My interest, as you know, always has been what's right and good for the kids, and that's what I believe in.
Yep.
When my wife did her, I helped with the research, but she did the work. When she did her work on critical race theory, and if you listen to Susan DeVallo at a meeting on the 25th of October, she goes, "How come there's no ethical complaints? If we have critical race theory in this county, how come there's no complaints?" Two things on that. One, it was brought in as professional development, and the second thing is in 2022, it was codified as illegal by our great governor, DeSantis. And because of that, it stopped. They couldn't bring it in. If you look at HB 7, it addresses a lot of the stuff that my wife researched. In fact, the language that we talked about is in HB 7 as being prohibited. So it's kind of cool. We feel like we had some results. But what I want to do in the next 4 years, I was on the board before, as everybody knows, I guess, or most of the people should realize.
Yes.
Is my interest.
I voted for you last time too.
Thank you. I appreciate it. I couldn't have won without the support and help from a lot of your listeners, and I appreciate everybody's vote. It means a lot to me. Breaking up that little cabal between Hatch and Susan DeVallo was important. But what I want to focus on are the kids that aren't going to college. And that's what I tried to do the last time, and I'm going to continue to do that. When we started our little T-Vault, which is we were offering a 10-week training one night a week for 2 hours in the building trades for $25. And we were giving kids enough skills, not necessarily kids, because we really geared it towards the unemployed, underemployed, and high school seniors. So it wasn't really so much the high school seniors. But we had a success rate of placing helpers in with electricians and plumbers and AC mechanics of 65%, which is pretty high. Out of that, the district came across, and they got a good program going right now in the building trades, where if a kid is not going to college and they want to get into a career, they can work as an apprentice, and they go in the afternoons in the field and work and get paid while they learn a trade in the high school. And PHSC has a similar program out of their Port Ritchie campus, or New Port Ritchie, I guess it is. And you don't have to be a high school graduate to go to the PHSC one. They will actually hook you up with a contractor and get you a job. And while you're working there, you get, I think it's 600 hours worth of classroom that the state pays for. It costs the training or the apprentice absolutely zero to learn a skill, to learn a career. So if any of you listeners are looking for a career move, get in touch with PHSC or get in touch with the schools. I like those programs. Right. I'm trying to hook something up now with the school district. They don't know it yet. I really can't say too much. I can't say too much about it because I have to talk. I try to do is the two parties together and let the school district work out the details with employers and get things going. There's going to be a call center built here in Spring Hill. And I think it's going to house between 100 and 300 employees. They're going to need all kinds of people. So I'm trying to get a program together with the school district possibly where they can supply the kids and give them the training they need to start at the call center. That's it. That's all I got. Yeah. So
absolutely.
And I haven't sat in the seat yet.
Right on. We know you're going to work hard for the kids. We know that from the last time you were on the school board. That's why I was blown away when you ran and it came up. You didn't win again. But you're back. That's good news.
I think that was my own fault. I think I was a little too arrogant and thought I had it in the bag. I didn't put the effort into it that I should have. And I lost that. That was my own fault. But, you know, when I sat away from the school board after seeing how things operate and looked at it from the outside, you know, like looking in that fishbowl, I saw a lot of things that can be corrected within the system and within the power and the authority that the school board has. Because the only person the school board can hire and fire, well, is the superintendent and the attorney. Everybody else is hired and fired directly or indirectly by the superintendent. There's things you can do to limit who gets hired, but not a hell of a lot. So, you know, those kind of issues you really don't have a lot of control over. But my daughter teaches, she calls it SPED, special ed, in Maryland. She lives in Virginia, go Yunkin. And in her special ed class, she teaches in middle school, she has 9 separate reports for each student she has to prepare. Same information in 9 different formats. I looked at and said, that's got to be going on here too. And maybe what we need is to get a clerk for a group of teachers to do those extra reports and free up more time so they can spend more time teaching the kids, which is what they're good at. I don't know how to teach somebody. I wouldn't pretend to. But if I can free up their time and make their job easier, I want to bring back the gentlemen's clubs, not the ones on 19, the ones in the elementary schools where the boys wear monogram shirts and ties and it's yes, sir, no, ma'am. Those programs, I did a study on the one at Pine Grove in 2015 to 16, and it reduced behavioral incidents by 62% in the school. And the GPA for that school went up 3 points. Your kid was in there. They were excelling. Everybody wanted to get in the club, and they had to hit behavioral benchmarks to get into the club. And what I did for it was I raised the money to buy the shirts because it's not in the budget for the school district. It wasn't at that time. We didn't have any money. I see in 2024 there's going to be 2 taxes coming up. I don't see where 2 taxes would pass either one of them in this county. So a choice is going to have to be made, and if I had my say in it, I would continue the half-penny sales tax for the school district, not the one that was just on the ballot, and I would kill the 1 mil. I think that would have a better effect for the parents and for the people who need the relief with this recession that's starting to hit us as well.
Yeah, it's been horrible.
Are you feeling it in your business, Mark?
I'm feeling recession? It. It's horrible. Yeah, it's bad. It's been rough, man. I'm spread. I'm hard. I can hardly rub 2 pennies together at the end of the week.
Yeah, I'm feeling it in my business. I mean, I'm lucky. I have some good clients and, you know, I continue on. I do investigations in case the folks out there don't know. That's my real job. So that my skill set is looking at a problem, taking it apart, finding a solution, and then putting it back together. I mean, that's what I've done my whole life, and I think that's partially what makes me successful. But I see probably the need where we're going to have to give people a tax relief. And the better tax relief in my mind is to get rid of the 1 mil and keep that half penny, which is necessary. However, I don't agree with the way this school board has approached it, being vague on how they're going to use it. I want to do it like the last one. You know, I had Jimmy Scavetta. When that passed, I got Jimmy Scavetta to get on the oversight committee. Because I wanted somebody on there who was against the sales tax to make sure that every penny that we raised went to the projects that were enumerated. And if you ask him, Jimmy today, to this day, he will say absolutely every penny went where it was supposed to go. That's
yep.
the kind of oversight. That's the way we got to work. You know, it's
absolutely.
We've lost sight of the fact that it's the taxpayers' money; it's not theirs, and that's what we got to
yep.
keep in mind. I know Shannon is going to be great on there. Now that I was elected, I can't talk to her anymore. But you know, I know she's another great conservative, and will have a good voice on there. And maybe next election we can turn in one more seat, and we can make some radical changes, you know, or bigger
right.
changes. Right now, we're gonna have to settle for doing what we can.
Hallelujah!
So
that sounds
sense.
Great.
Yeah,
so what do you think
it is
these midterm elections locally and nationally? What do you think?
I think locally we did very well, I'm happy from when you look at it. I know you're not a fan of Blaze, but we have Blaze, Wilton Simpson, and now is in agriculture, better than Nikki Fried. I don't know about
yeah.
you, but I know my professional licenses. The renewals got delayed and delayed. Now we'll get Balica back on track. Jim Petronis
right.
is great for the CFO, and DeSantis, of course, we know how wonderful he is. I hope
yep.
we don't lose him in 2 years for a presidency run. I hope he stays with us. I mean, the country needs him,
right.
but I think we need him too. Nationally, I think there's probably some hanky-panky going on in Arizona. It baffles me completely about Fetterman. Really baffles me.
Is it crazy?
If you're supposed to be a senator, get up there as an orator and speak and be eloquent, how the hell is he going to put two sentences together? I mean, I don't get that. Yeah,
they're going to make him the Senate Majority Leader.
Maybe. Yeah, I don't know.
You know what
I
heard about that
know.
Clown? You know what
yeah.
I heard about that clown Fetterman was that, and I don't wish this on my worst enemy, but I heard like last month he died, and they brought him back.
He came back? Could have.
In
I
some,
don't know.
In some procedure, and they brought him back. I don't know if that's true or not, but that's what I heard.
You got
to
crazy. You know, his wife
and then,
might
you know
be
what else
nice
I heard?
Yeah.
There was a gentleman, I forget what state he was in, running for office, who died October 9th and
oh,
won
yeah,
the
he got
election.
Elected. I heard that too. Wasn't there
that's
some
crazy.
Guy who put his dog on the ballot and his dog won? And that's
no.
this time around. Last election? Some of this stuff is funny.
That's crazy.
But
so the dead guy won.
Is.
And the dead
I mean,
guy like won by a big margin.
Yeah. Well, he's probably better
well,
than
the
other
dead
candidate.
Friends voted for him. Because, you know, my father was a Republican his whole life. He's been voting Democrat the last few years since he passed
really?
Away.
Oh, since he passed away. Yeah, I got that. Okay. That up. But, yeah, I don't know. I thought we were going to do better, all together and come up with more seats. But it makes you wonder what do these people in the rest of this country see or don't see?
I don't know, man. I don't know.
If they're that happy, stay there. Don't come to Florida. Leave us alone.
Yeah.
I'd
right.
like to put a wall up along the border with Georgia and Texas. You know, keep them out. No, we can't do that.
You know?
It's the union.
Well, you know, truthfully, the right ones that we would want are the ones that are coming. That's why
yeah.
you've seen so many Democrat landslide victories in liberal states because all the conservatives left.
Well,
Zeldin
did a wonderful job in New York. It looked like a close race.
I
so
saw
that,
some statistic. I think Benny Johnson. I think it was Benny Johnson was showing it on his site. I can't remember now, but it showed that in all the counties that Zeldin won, he won the counties with exactly the same amount of votes in
really?
Every county that he won.
Huh.
And it's on their election map. The guy, he was like, this is on their website right here. Look at this. And there it was. Every single county he won, he had the same exact amount of winning votes, like 63,133 in every county that he won was that.
That's weird. That's weird. Yeah,
yep.
I tell you what, you take a look at the percentages in my race. I think I won, I think it was 52-47, I think, and whatever, she got 47, whatever it was. And if you take a look at Susan Duvall, she won by the exact same number over Monty. It just, the two percentages are identical. I don't have it in front of me because I'm talking on my phone. You know, and I think it's weird. That's just, it doesn't happen, you know?
Excuse me. Yeah.
Mm. I was so tired Tuesday night. My wife and I came back from being out at a victory party, and we passed out and vegged out. It didn't hit me until today that I won. I mean, now I'm grinning ear to ear. A natural reaction, you know. Oh, you had to see Casey.
There you go.
Casey Thurgood, he was a trip. Oh, he was. His feet weren't on the ground, and he had such a grin. It was an S-eating grin from ear to ear. He was so happy and elated. I was laughing because it was exciting. It was exciting to see how excited he was. Yeah, Casey was really happy.
No, so what do you think about Arizona? What do you think is going to happen out there in Arizona? I think there's some weird stuff happening. I'm gonna go all the way back to DeSantis versus Gillum.
Yeah, 30,000 votes.
That was the test run, in my eyes, when you had his brother in a parking garage in like Jacksonville with ballots in the trunk. What?
Yeah.
And it wasn't the only incident. There were other incidents where ballots were showing up in weird places, and they were not supposed to be there.
Well, did you watch the
And no one got held accountable. Nobody was held accountable for any of the shenanigans that went on in that race. So once they saw that they could get away with it, they got away with it.
That DeSantis shut that down. Look at Miami-Dade. It almost came out Republican, right?
They fixed it. They fixed everything. It. They got everything squared away so that that'll never happen again. But they knew that, being that nobody got in any kind of trouble, that they could finagle anything they wanted and no one was going to get in trouble. You saw the video. I saw the video of these people in Georgia pulling cases out from under the table.
Oh, yeah.
First, they shut down the room. They kicked everybody out, said there was a leak. And when everybody was out of the room, they pulled the cases out from under the table, and all three of these people scanned ballots at a breakneck pace. And it spiked at that time. You could see it in the voting, tally.
Analysis. Yeah.
And they said there was no cheating going on.
It's amazing that this guy I thought I heard on Jesse Waters tonight that in one day in Arizona, in Maricopa County, that they counted 70,000 votes. They have something like 400,000 votes to count. And I can't understand why it would be that slow and why they would have so few people working to get the results. It doesn't add up. I hope Ricky Lake wins in Masters. That would be wonderful.
Yeah.
But who knows?
And now, I guess the pundits and the experts are picking Herschel Walker in a runoff in Georgia. I hope so.
That would be great.
But right now, I think the Republicans have 49 seats that are confirmed right this as we're speaking. They can win that one. And see what happens in Arizona. Maybe we can get 51 seats.
Yeah, there's Nevada is still up, I think, isn't it? Or was that called?
Yeah, I think Nevada's still up too. I wasn't paying attention to Nevada too much.
Yeah, I got lost. Campaigning is hard, and I really appreciate all the help I had. The people out there, there's a lot of people I don't know who helped me, and I really appreciate it all. Man, it is. it's consuming and it wears you out. When we got home, I guess we decompressed from the stress, and my wife and I both passed out. It's amazing. It's like jet lag. I don't know how to explain it.
Right.
Because you're sitting there on election. My analogy is on election day, the polls close, and it's like my wife is having a baby, and all I can do is wait, and I have no control over anything. And you wait,
right.
And it pops out, good, bad, or indifferent. It's really stressful, but it's over, so that's good. Now I can relax.
Hallelujah, right? You made it. That's the great thing.
By the way, I do agree with the Wilton Simpson Technical College and getting that up and running. I think that will be a boon for the county. And I also see that.
But couldn't we call it the Fred Flintstone or something?
By the time it's done, it will be. But I don't
some
see.
Other name.
Yeah, no, it was the Dennis Wolfgang Complex. And it's the Wilton Simpson Technical College. But I don't envision any financing coming out of Tallahassee this year for it, only because they're going to be focusing rightfully on the damage in Fort Myers, you know, in that area.
Yeah.
And they have to rebuild that infrastructure and get those people up and running. So, I mean, I understand that. And it'll probably be another year later than it should be.
My lovely wife went down to the disaster zone with the other volunteers from our church, and they called themselves the Blue Roofers. And they go down there and they stretch tarps across the roofs, and they have a good time, and they you know, outreach to the people, you know.
Yeah, my friend's son lives there, and he has for the last 20 years, lives in Fort Myers, he went to escape it, so they went over to the East Coast, and the hurricane followed him. But the only thing he lost, he had a fence go through a window, and some shingles blew up his house. Otherwise, he walked out unscathed. He's
all
just right. A lucky dude.
Hallelujah. That's awesome. That's good news.
Yeah. It does that. You know, I guess he was off the waterway enough. I don't know.
And a friend of ours had kids, one in Fort Myers and one in Punta Gorda. And they evacuated up here to their mom and dad's house. And when they went back, they had no damage at all. They turned on the lights and they went about their life.
Mm.
And all around them was nothing but devastation. Crazy.
It is. Well, that's when you open your door and you bring people with kids in, let them sleep in your house and, you know, feed everybody with the food that you have and just be a neighbor, be a good person, you know?
Absolutely, 100%.
Yeah,
and
I believe in it.
Knowing their mom and dad, I would say they're probably doing that.
Yeah, I believe in giving back, and that's what we did with T-Vault. You know, when we charged $25 for that course, it didn't even put a dent in what the supplies cost. We went through 10 bundles of conduit, and I think they're like $33 a bundle. You know, the idea with charging somebody $25 was they had some skin in the game. They're going to show up for the classes, and they did. And that's why we charged money, you know, because we had free room.
To make, give them a reason to come to the class.
Sure. I was explaining my model to someone, and I think in the end of the beginning of December, I'll be talking at a school board conference on that model for economic growth. In some of the small school districts, they can't afford to hire a teacher to teach any kind of building skills. But the way we did it, it was cost neutral. You know, they have the space, they got a school, they have somebody come in the evening and teach it, but they just don't have, they don't know how to go about it. So hopefully I'll introduce them to something that might work and give their people some skills. Because that's what that's all about. I mean, the kids that are going to college, they're going to be okay. The only thing you can do there is open them up and show them where to go for scholarships. Give them all the opportunities in the world. And,
you know,
somebody approached me with another idea, and I kind of like it. It's a sports idea, and I want to leave that one up in the air, but if it comes across, it'll be dynamite. It'll be great for this area. I'll tell you more about that on a future show once I talk to a few people and see if there's any hurdles and we can come get over them. It's a way to bring some scouts down here to look at the teams on a
awesome.
Close basis. And I kind of like the concept and the idea. I just got to pass it by the school board. By the way, an outside organization is looking to pick up the whole tab, which is what I like about it because it doesn't cost the school district anything. All they got to do
Excellent.
Is provide a field for what's going to be going on. But I'll talk more about that once I get some approvals or get some, you know, initial input because right now it's just an idea. You know?
Well, it sounds get like it. A good idea to me.
Sure. I don't know what my email is going to be from the school district yet. But once I'm on the board, if they call the school board and ask for my email address from them, they'll give it to them. Write me with ideas and solutions or problems and solutions. And all I can do is vet it and see if it'll work. You know, if
right
people
on.
Call up and bitch about this is wrong, that's wrong, you know, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, that's wonderful. Hearing a solution to it is almost as important as identifying the problem. So sometimes, you know, if you think, you know, the fire hydrants are the wrong color and you let it go, I may think pink is a great color for all the fire hydrants. And you may be looking for red or green, you know. So you got to kind of like, you know, give a little direction when you complain on something. And I don't take it as a complaint, as a negative. We got to look at those as opportunities to correct problems.
Yes,
really do.
Indeed. And we still have a major problem.
We have some problems in the school. We have problems with underreporting and bullying going on. I want to address that if I can. I have to figure out a little
sure.
bit more about it. School district, unfortunately, moves slower than a snail on speed. So it's incredible. When they turn around to did term limits for school board members, I was glad they gave it 3 terms, 12 years. Is
right.
You start a new program to get it into a school. It has to go up to the DOE in Tallahassee. It's a 2-year process to get a nod to start it. And then it takes another year before you can really get it going from a pilot program into something a little more substantial. And so the whole development on that may take 5-6 years. I mean,
right on.
You know my feeling about Jimmy, and this technical school is something that I wanted to do when I was on the board before, but we didn't have the resources, we didn't have the funding, we didn't have a means for it. And he pushed it, he kept it going when he was on. I don't intend on letting that die because we need that. We probably need another high school on the east side of the county, and we probably need another K-8 out there. We're growing at unbelievable paces. In the hopper, I think there's like 8,000 homes to be built some around the area of 75 and 50 and going out further. So if we can accommodate that, we'll be doing a service. But that's even if that growth takes place 10 years down the line, we got to be prepared for the school a little bit sooner than that.
So, what the heck are they building along County Line Road?
Depends on what side you're on. On the other side, I couldn't tell you. On this side.
Fernando side.
On this side, between Linden and Mariner are two separate housing developments are going in. More townhouses type stuff than big lots. For a while I was on planning and zoning planning and zoning, a whole different subject. If you're in a neighborhood and you don't want something there, show up. Don't write an email. Don't do a letter. Take time off work. Show up. The more people that come in that meeting, the more likely it's going to get turned down. They do pay attention to the neighborhood's, you know, concerns. But if they don't show up and don't get there and say something, more than likely the developer will get what he wants because the board's going to feel like, hey, nobody cares. Yeah.
Right.
Just a hint, just a little hint. And also with that, there's a new trend for less dense housing, which will be better for us because we don't want to become the East Coast.
No, and I don't.
No,
want,
no,
it, what's happening in Hernando County right now is that we're turning into Pasco County along 19 and Pinellas County. And sometimes I come home from work and I'm like, I'm sitting at a traffic light 3 and 4 times before I can get through it, where before I just pull up to the light and go almost.
Those two little buttons on the steering wheel should be vaporizers for the car in front of you.
It's just
some of those drivers
crazy.
Are crazy.
And when I first started working where I'm at now, I'm there 12 years. I used to get onto the Suncoast Parkway and drive home with no obstruction. Now it's almost bumper to bumper every day. So it's the population is certainly increasing, and I see it every day because I drive the dang roads to and from Oldsmar every day, and I see it, the increase in the amount of vehicles. It's incredible.
But in one way or another,
that's good for the economy. It's good for the area. It's good for the, you know, I guess it's good. Growth is good. But, you know.
A lot of these folks are coming down
here to Florida. And they have no idea about these storms. You know?
Well, and they put them in the floodplain. They put them, look at Hudson. Half the time it's underwater, right? So it's just so like funny. I worked in Tampa. And I used to, back in 2005, and I'd run down the Suncoast. We had a convertible at the time. I would start work at 7 and leave by 3:30. Just beat the rush hour. And I come cruise. I loved it. I had a grin on my face with that sun. You know, I put the top down and just cruise. I loved it.
Yeah, we moved down here. I think it was, they just opened it when we got here. It was like brand new. Suncoast Parkway. There was nobody on it then. It was fun.
I've taken it up to Citrus lately, and that really cuts a lot of time off. I go to a couple meetings up there, and
right.
I go to
I
a
haven't
lot of
been up there.
Meetings.
I haven't been up there since they opened it. I used to go up there a lot. I used to do a lot of work in Sugar Mill Woods.
Oh, this is so this
used
goes
to take,
up to
we used
40,
to take it to. It used to end 44. At 98, though. It would end at 98, and get off 98 and have to get on this other road called South Lecanto Highway, 491, and go the rest of the way.
You can take it now up to basically up to 44.
Yeah,
it's really cool.
Well, you know what when I was doing the pool cages back in the day, and they were resisting the Suncoast Parkway into Citrus County, and one of the reasons were like our roads are not ready for the increased traffic, so they got all the roads around the towns prepared for the increased traffic before they okayed the Suncoast Parkway. That's what I was told.
Yeah. Well, the Suncoast now is going to go all the way up to 10. You know, eventually. And the question is where on 10 is going to connect. That's not a bad deal. We really need it. I mean, you know, if we really get a really bad storm coming in, we're going to need all the exits we can, you know, highways that we can get. So I kind of agree with it. It's one of the necessary evils. You know?
Well, right now the house I live in is 37 feet sea level. So I need a 37-foot storm surge to make it to my living room.
If that happens, all of Florida will be underwater.
You're right. So I think I'm pretty safe. If you listen to Al Gore and the Inconvenient Truth, we'd be underwater right now.
My personal opinion is global warming happens naturally. You know, there was a lot of methane gas way back when. Buffalo put out one gallon of methane gas, I think it is, a day or an hour, whatever it was, and it was like 10 million buffalo. You know, what did it do? It poked a hole in the ozone, and when that happens, all the dirt and junk that's in the air gets blown out into space, and then it seals itself. So every so often, it like cleans the air, and it's been going on forever. Then it gets hotter, it gets colder, you know. Just what it is.
We were at a museum. I think we were up in New York, and there was a thing about climate change there. And, you know, it was all scientific. And on this thing, it said, in the lifespan of the Earth has warmed and cooled 24 times. Think about the first time it warmed. The first time there was global warming. Was it the factories, the cars? What was it? Was it the cavemen? I know what it was. The cavemen discovered fire, and they polluted the air with bonfires.
Oh, no, yeah, it was all the charcoal.
And they killed the dinosaurs.
Somebody was saying, I read or heard someplace that they found fossils of camels, either here in Florida or here in America. I forget what it was. I said, wow, camels were here. I mean, that's amazing.
Well, the Bering Straits was a landmass at one time. Anything could have walked across.
Yeah, there you go. Well, that's what they say the migration happened, because they found that one woman in a diving cave who was they believe she may have been one of the first tribes of Indians that came over through the Bering Straits and down through Canada into America. They dated her as being a 16-year-old girl, and it's wild. And they found her. Yep. They found her. I don't know if she was mummified or they found her bones. You know, but they dated her. It's amazing.
Yeah, technology is good in some aspects, but when you try to do a podcast, these things are a pain in the neck.
Oh yeah,
you got to set the screen better so it stays on longer.
But feed the mice. So they can hit that wheel longer.
So it looks like Mark that we probably got the house. So that's good news. That gets the gavel out of Pelosi's hand. Is that alone to me is victory?
Yeah, and then we can stop it, because they just can't pass stuff.
And you know what they said? If they take the house, the investigations begin. So.
Oh yeah, I can't wait for Jim Jones to get going. Jim Jordan. I like that man.
Yep.
He'd be one hell
too.
Of attorney general, wouldn't he?
Yeah. What happened to that? What was that other guy's name? He's not in the politics no more. He had. He was like, what the heck was his name? He was a lawyer. He was very outspoken too,
good.
But he's not. What's that?
Not Tom Cotton.
No. I liked him, but he was very outspoken. He didn't take no crap from these liberal leftists, but he's not in there no more.
I like listening to Kennedy. He's got a way with words that's amazing. He comes up with some very funny expressions. I couldn't even remember him.
He's out of Louisiana now, right?
No, I think he was out of Texas, wasn't he? Oh, maybe you're right.
Yeah, we'll have to see. I guess he's kind of supposedly a rising star within the party.
I don't know. He's kind of old to be rising, if you know what I mean. I don't have my sights set on anything.
I didn't used to hear about him. Now I hear about him, so I don't know.
Youngkin is the rising star. You know,
right.
if you got him together with DeSantis, you'd have one hell of a team to beat.
Yeah. Hell yeah. If DeSantis runs for president, who would we want him to have as his a sidekick vice president?
Well, I think constitutional law says they can't be from the same state. So, which case, if Youngkin from Virginia, you'd have the South, and then Virginia is South, but it's kind of like in the Northeast corridor, Washington corridor. That would be they're both young and aggressive. That would be a wonderful ticket.
For a minute I liked Kristi Noem, but she kind of got quiet. She got quiet.
Yeah.
Where'd she go?
Well, maybe she's getting quiet and charging her batteries to make a comeback.
Yeah, maybe getting ready to be somebody's vice presidential candidate.
Yeah, there's some good people out there, really good people.
You know?
Candace Owens would be a good VP candidate, too.
Yeah,
strong woman.
I'm mixed on Candace Owens. She's a former leftist, kind of like, I don't know, I don't trust her. I don't know, I have a weird feeling about Candace Owens, but hey, she's always saying the right thing that I like, so, and been saying the right thing for a long time now, but still doesn't mean she couldn't be a closet leftist.
Yeah, I don't think
like,
so.
Like this guy, this guy, Brandon Straka from Walk Away campaign, gets caught up in the crap in D.C. and starts blowing the whistle on everybody. And I knew all along that the Walk Away campaign was a way to infiltrate the Republican side so that they can change the race. I'm telling you, there was something fishy with the Walk Away.
What about them financing all those campaigns? You know, the Democrats financing Republicans. That was wild.
There's a lot of fishy stuff going on when these elections come around. I don't know. People have ulterior motives.
Yeah.
And there's always something behind it. There's never really integrity or, you know, real truth behind it. They're trying to make a name for themselves. They're trying to get likes on Facebook. That's what I see is happening more and more and more now is we have to get social media standing before we actually get standing anywhere else.
Oh, we need some space. Yeah. No, we need a spaceman who's good. But, you know, like Joe Biden and Fetterman, true statesmen. Oh, wait, they can't talk.
Right.
Yeah.
Basement dwellers at their finest.
Yeah.
It's crazy. I don't know, man. There's something fishy going on. I know people who live in Pennsylvania. I can't believe if they voted for that guy, I might have to be like, listen, man, I don't know if we can hang anymore. I love you.
You voted for
that clown? You guys like hunting. They love hunting in Pennsylvania. The first day of doe and the first day of buck is a holiday and they close the schools and everybody goes into the woods and hunts. What are they going to do? Hunt with slingshots?
Yeah.
Are they going to go out there like, well, we'll go and get the grizzly bear like Davy and Goliath. We'll throw a rock at him through a slingshot.
Yeah, you'll take your stun gun, you know, zap him.
Yeah, we'll go out there with some pepper spray and go hog hunting.
Yeah, wild boar.
These people are crazy.
You take a psychologist with you so they can talk the bear into dying.
Yeah. I'm going to go out there with my therapist. We go hunting with our slingshot and our therapist. I'm sorry. I slung a rock at you, bear, as he's eating your face.
Yeah. You don't have to be mad at me.
I was watching this one video. It was like two guys walking through the woods, and they had AR-15s. And all of a sudden, like 100 hogs came like storming from out of nowhere.
And
they're like, now you know why you need an AR-15 when you're hunting.
Yeah.
They're coming at you like from all directions.
If that happened to me, I'd weigh about 10 pounds less.
Yeah, in a hurry.
I would. Somebody told me if you're being chased by a bear, somebody said you run downhill because of their center of gravity, they can't run downhill and they tumble. I don't know how true or false that is. I mean, I'm not going to try to stare one down. You know, I'm not that brave.
Yeah, you know, we went to a little vacation recently in Georgia. And we had this Airbnb in the woods in the mountains. And all of a sudden we hear like rustling in the woods. Like, I mean, like real, not like, you know, someone walking, but like rustling. And we get a light and we shine it out into the woods. And there's this gigantic bear and it's rubbing its head on up and down on the side of a tree.
He's marking his territory.
The back door. Yeah, 20 feet out the back door from the Airbnb we were at. Like, dang.
Yeah, you say, this is my territory. My territory.
You better watch out. You'll become food if you get out there at the wrong time of night.
Yeah.
It's like I seen an ad on a thing here in Florida where someone was like, if you've seen my little kitty, let him outside a couple nights ago and he hasn't come home. So maybe it was a little insensitive of me. I don't know, but I wrote, ma'am, you do understand there's panthers, coyotes, foxes, eagles, and hawks, and other things that cats might be have as prey.
I live in Timber Pines, and we have all those animals here. It's not wall-to-wall houses. We have open space and whatnot that's required. And there's some I have seen a coyote on the one of the greens. It was about 5 o'clock, 5:30 at night. It was dusk. He was standing. He had his head and sniffing. He was after somebody's little dog.
We had some friends that lived over by the old golf course there off of Spring Hill Drive, Coronado. You know, by there. There's a golf course. There's a golf course over there, and they had their yard was like on the eighth fairway or something. And we would sit out in their backyard, and you can hear the coyotes running around out on the golf course after they closed it. You know, it was closed for a while. And while it was closed, the coyotes were running. They were running wild out there on the golf course. It was kind of scary. Mm-hmm. If you have any pets and they go missing, I'm telling you, and I don't know. People were yelling at me on there for being insensitive. So, but I'm like, sorry, lady.
It's not being insensitive. It's being realistic. If you got a small animal as a pet, you don't let them out at night, and you watch them because you're right. They're dinner for some other wild animal.
I actually have to go. It's 9 o'clock, and we're at a time.
Hey, Mark, pleasure talking to you. And again, you know, if anybody has a question on something or needs more information, get in touch with the Hernando County School District. Give it a week or two. I'll have an email address. Takes a little while to set everything up. Email me, leave a phone number, I'll call you back.
All right.
If you have a suggestion, I'll take. If you're going to complain about a problem, offer a suggestion. Makes it so much easier. Gives us ideas to go forward. I don't have all the answers. All I can do is say, hey, there's a problem. Let's see if we can fix it. You know.
Hallelujah. I'll talk to you soon, Mark. Yeah. Thanks for coming on, ladies and gentlemen. Mark Johnson, school board candidate, now a school board member. Going to do great things again for the students of Hernando County. And I got to run. It's the Patriot Nation Radio Show. Thank you. And we are live right now, but we're getting ready to go to sleep. It is 9:01, so I'm a little behind. So this is the Star Spangled Banner by Dave Bray, of course. Dave Bray, you know, we support him because he backs us. So we're going to play this version of the Star Spangled Banner. And we know we love this version, so here you go. And we'll be back soon. On a Thursday night, 8 p.m., just keep floating around the pages. When I have a show, I will be there. Here we go, Star Spangled Banner. That's another episode of the Patriot Nation Radio Network. Tune in next time right here on the Patriot Nation Radio Network. Peace out.